Track 21. A.
According to a recent survey, about half of all employers check out the social media activities of job applicants. As employers are using all the tools available in order to check applicants before deciding who to hire, it is essential that job seekers are aware of what their online image is. This image will become even more important in the future, as we all know the use of social media is growing. So, what are the main types of content that minimize the job seeker's chances? Normally, employers reject applicants when they read posts about or see photos of drug use or heavy drinking. In some cases, employers find out that job seekers have lied about their qualifications or have posted negative information about their former employers. In recent months, employers have even started asking applicants to let them have their passwords for social media sites. In this way, employers have access to information that was meant to be private.
B.
Excuse me, may I ask you some questions for a survey we're doing on the use of smartphones?
Yes, of course.
Do you have children?
Yes, I've got two daughters. They're at difficult ages, 15 and 17.
I'm sure they've both got smartphones. How often do they use their phones?
I honestly can't remember the last time I saw my daughters without their smartphones, other than perhaps when they were in the swimming pool on our last summer holiday. They're obsessed with their mobiles, checking them every few minutes, texting people all the time, checking to see how many likes they've got after they've posted something on social media websites. You know, they even refuse to put their phones away when we're sitting round the table for Sunday lunch. I'm really concerned. They seem to be addicted to their phones.
C.
This is Pete Townsend on Radio West. On today's programme, we have computer games expert Michael Mann. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Pete. Nice to be here.
Well, Michael, we've heard so much about young people's overuse of the media. What's your impression?
Well, according to recent surveys, young people spend about 50 hours a week looking at some kind of screen. Smartphones, TVs, computer games, etc. That's like a full-time job plus 10 hours of overtime. Gaming on computers and consoles consumes about 11 hours per week on average.
Does that really have a negative effect on young people?
It depends, of course, on how much you play and why. Gaming can become a problem. For some people, it can be a substitute for real life. There are reports of teenagers who have collapsed and had to be taken to hospital after playing for several days. It is also believed that teenagers who play games a lot don't do as well at school as people who play less. Another big problem is that at least 90% of all games contain violence.
Are there any positive aspects to video games, Michael?
Well, of course playing games can be very relaxing. And there are educational games too. But as I've already mentioned...